Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, we're waiting for more football tonight. We've got Browns Broncos.
Eat that W.
But while we do, let's do a little stock watch.
All right, fellas, let's start in the world of college football. And I'm going to give you a little an appetizer, an amuse-bouche, to get things started. A very quick buy or sell, but this was how things sounded with Gus Johnson at the game down the stretch.
Warren looking! And it's intercepted at the goal line! Unbelievable! Wow! Jack Sawyer! The hero!
God.
Buy or sell, Gus Johnson needs to settle down.
Yes.
Yes.
I really thought that... you know, and the whole, the announcer is slanted towards us. You know, you get that crap all the time. Dude, Gus, you need to maybe take a couple Ohio State games off. Just take a step back, man. Like,
is he an Ohio State guy?
Aye, boy.
He went to Howard, I think.
But he
will
loves Ohio State.
Really?
Maybe that's why he loves them.
I don't know, man.
I've never noticed that.
It was...
I just think his whole
bit was a bit much.
Is a bit much at this point.
I think it used to feel fun and authentic, and now it feels forced. It's like the Bermanisms or whatever, you know?
He's leaned too far into it.
Yeah.
And I get why, but at the same time, it's... I don't like... Look, if I'm sitting down to watch a game and I see him pop up, I'm like, God.
It's a lot.
Here we go.
It's a lot. Dial it back a notch or two.
But he's, you know, he's good. Yeah. Just... It's on.
Moving on to the post-game fracas at the game. This interview conducted with Michigan running back Kalel Mullings after the fact.
You know, it was for such a great game. You hate to see stuff like that after the game. You know, that's just bad for the sport, bad for college football. But at the end of the day, you know, some people gotta learn how to lose, man. You can't be fighting and stuff just because you lost a game. You know, all that fighting. We had 60 minutes. We had four quarters to do all that fighting. and now people want to talk and fight. That's wrong. You know, this is bad for the game. Classless, in my opinion. You know, and people got to be better.
Obviously, the Michigan... Michigan players having something to do with that as well, but because it's been bandied about so much, buy or sell that college football has a flags problem.
Yeah, flags!
They do. When did this become a thing? I mean, I know I've seen it
from Baker Mayfield,
Baker
I think.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it from time to time, but I think, were there like four of them
this weekend? Of them, yeah.
Yeah, it was four of them. Arizona State, and theirs was a...
The North Carolinas, or the Carolinas did it, South Carolina,
Florida,
or NC State.
Florida State
UNC.
Had it, Texas yep. tried
it,
to have it.
Is it possible that they all did it after having watched the Ohio State
I honestly kind of feel like that one started early in the day, and it kicked off the rest of them.
I think
this is what we're doing today, okay.
Because otherwise, it's way too much of a coincidence.
Well, and it's one of those things where, look, can we obviously not like make it out to be like it's the worst thing that's ever happened? Like, I do feel bad that like players got pepper sprayed and.
You know, wait, I'm not. Why am I laughing at that?
And, you know, look, it was a there was some decent punches thrown. You got to keep your helmet on, by the way, if you're going to go in there and start fighting. Like, you don't take off the helmet. That's not good. I thought Ryan Day handled it really poorly. You look at the way Sark handled it. Sark saw what was going down.
He saw his guys going to midfield, and he put an end to it.
He's like, nope, hey, dumbasses, we're off. Look, there's a simple way to handle this. Just ban midfield celebrations, right? No one plants anything. Come out as a conference, say, hey, anyone plants a flag in the field or whatever, you know, $250,000 fine, you know, make some real penalties for it, take it away. I don't want to see the joy and enthusiasm be pulled out of it, but... Yeah, Ohio State, dude, grow up, right? Like, God, it's a flag. But at the same time, you're Michigan. You know that. The reason why people do that is it elicits a response.
Yeah, they're getting under their skin on purpose. Yes, they know
like,
it does this.
You know, that's like you walk up to someone and you start saying something. Expect a reaction back. So both sides are acting like a bunch of bitches. Like, you're right. You had 60 minutes to settle it. Lose with some class, but also win with some class, too. Don't be a bunch of classless losers out there and trying to do something at midfield. Grow up a little bit. You can still rush the field. You can still have the enthusiasm and not do the stupid flag thing. So, yes, we do have a flag problem, and it's an easy fix. We don't have to go overboard and try to make this out to be some giant
thing. Ban the post-game handshake entirely?
Just have a... And you're still going to get some people from time to time in heated moments in college rivalries. You're going to get some pushing and shoving. You're going to get some scuttles scuffles that break out. No one freak out, but simply just don't do the flag thing. Put a rule in place that gets rid of it, and that probably solves 75% of this. And then the other 25% that happens, grow up, stop clutching your pearls. This is what happens in big boy rivalries, and no one died.
Huh. Okay, well, that's funny you put percentages on it, because that's exactly what I just wrote down on my little notepad here, is that I believe that 75% of that is on Michigan. I do. I think it's classless that you do that.
And you stirred the pot on purpose.
Yes. And so when you get the reaction from the Ohio State players, okay, I understand maybe you need to handle losing better, but that's... Yeah. Dude...
You did it because you knew they wouldn't handle it better.
Exactly. And they're fired up because they just lost a game. Like, I don't know. That's way more on Michigan than Ohio State, in my opinion. I just don't think you should do that. And I think like you said, it's a very simple fixed a rule. But also, just coaches, just tell your players, dude, we cannot do this. Yeah. Like, Sark had to stop his players from doing it. I just think it's an easy thing to address. I guarantee you Lanning will have talked about this.
Yes.
The guy doesn't...
They're not doing
it. He covers everything. No, they are not going to do that. And I think it's not too much to ask to have teams not do it. Look, it's not a cool thing to do. Just don't do it.
Yeah, and I love... There's a bunch of people... We had one person on the text program say it. I've seen this all over Twitter. Don't lose at home. Oh, my God. Why didn't they think of that? Don't lose at home.
Yeah, it's a good call.
You know, look, it's
that would solve it.
It's one of those things. I don't care what you know what sport you have, right? Whatever. If you win, whether it's tennis, MMA, football, NBA, it doesn't matter. If you just beat a heated rival and then you go over and you stick something in their face purposely in front of them, you are going to get a reaction. You know you're going to get a reaction, which is why you're doing it. And so just like Rob said, have a modicum of class. It's not that hard. You can have it be heated and still keep it above board and have your coaches. I thought that was a really good point. I promise you Dan Lanning would not allow this. And I give Sark credit. Sark didn't allow this.
Yep.
Sark took one look at it and was like, no. And that's why it bothers me that Ryan Day stood there like a dumbass, let it go down, and then afterwards said, we're not going to let that happen on our field. Hey, what? Ryan, why don't you have like some leadership there and actually take control of the situation?
That was a very bad look on his part.
Yes, it was.
I don't know that how he could have gotten control of the situation, but most coaches are jumping in there and getting their guys out of there.
Yes.
But he didn't. He just stood there.
He stood.
Made him look really bad. Yeah. I just think when you lose, you're getting very competitive people at the height of their anger.
It's gasoline on a fire.
Exactly. And I think when you lose, you should not just have to deal with anything. You can't, like, it's one thing, you know, if Michigan's celebrating and they're jumping up and, okay, you probably have to deal with that. Run into the locker room, dude. You just lost. Yeah. But there are other things that guys aren't going to just deal with it.
Yeah, they're asking for problems.
That's right. So, and I do think that is exclusive audio of Ryan Day. Did you hear this? Yeah, I think this is exclusive audio of Ryan Day as he was watching the flag planting fight.
So, is what he did.
I think that's what it was.
That sums it up.
Mm. Well, keeping it in the Big Ten Conference, someone else who wasn't happy at the end of the game, Maryland's Mike Locksley, with Penn State throwing for a touchdown to make it 44-7 late. But for all the dumb stuff James Franklin says, Sue and I happen to like this.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
One, this was his response.
I get it, but a couple things I will say. My job is to put the threes and fours in the game. But when the threes and fours get to go in the game, they get to play football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys deserve to play football. Your ones are in the game. You were trying to score. We're trying to score. On top of that, you're playing cover zero. If you don't want, play cover two. So I'm good with it. And on top of that, there's also a change in college football. We are trying to play as long as we can, make the playoffs, and be seeded as high as possible. And scoring as many points and a point differential matters. All that matters. And if you don't get that, it's really not my problem. So, W 1-0, I'm good with it. Anybody that's not, that's their problem.
Love it.
Buy or sell that James Franklin provided the only rational response to running up the score in college football.
I am not a
James
Franklin.
Hey, can you clip that W?
Yes.
We're going to need that.
Definitely.
I am not a huge James Franklin guy. You know, I don't really pull for Penn State. I thought that was so well put, and that is always a bugaboo of mine. If you keep your starters in and someone else has their backups in, and I love that he said you're playing cover zero. And if you don't know what that means, by the way, cover zero is man coverage, no safety in the middle.
You're daring them to throw.
You're bringing pressure. You're saying you aren't going to run and we're sending the house. And if you're going to do that, I'm not expected to just run into the teeth of your defense and get my quarterback blasted. Those are my twos and threes. Screw you. I absolutely love it. And for Loxie to come over and the, dude, James Franklin, and this is one of my all-time favorites. This happened to us one time, and I had our offensive line coach, as we were leaving the field, turn to the coach that was yelling at him because he said that he needed to apologize. He turned to that coach and said, "You need to apologize for having such a team because you guys effing suck. Those were our backups." And I remember leaving the field and thinking to myself, that is the greatest response to that. And that should be James Franklin's response. I thought it was perfect. And Mike Loxley, quit being a whiny little you-know-what.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You're selling it.
No, I'm buying it.
Okay.
I was going to say, I kind of like James Franklin.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think he's full of crap. A lot of coaches are full of crap.
Yeah.
I think he's intense. I find him pretty honest, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved how he handled the guy who's like, "Well, why don't you just throw the deep ball?"
You know? No.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
No. You're speaking Japanese. No. Strong no.
And that,
I don't know what you're talking about.
With that, I feel like he's a good leader of young men. I may be wrong about that, but I don't know.
See where you're going with it.
I'm looking forward to seeing him up close this weekend against Oregon.
And then finally, speaking of Oregon, the Ducks take care of the Dogs in their rivalry game. We've seen some of the motivation tactics this year, whether it be a title fight or a prize fight or the gladiator at the Coliseum. Bryce Boettcher explaining a new one after the game.
Yeah, no, it's Coach Lanning's idea. Gave us a little pregame speech yesterday. Showed us a little clip from Inglourious Bastards. And, you know, gave me the bat in the team meeting. Was like, "I think it'd be fitting if you walked us out with this." And, you know, it definitely set the tone for the game. And that was kind of our theme all week.
So in case you missed it, the Oregon captains come out of the tunnel first. And Bryce Boettcher, the baseball player, after seeing the Inglourious Bastards skull-crushing baseball bat scene, walked out with a baseball bat to the football game. The motivational tactics of Dan Lanning have jumped the shark. Buy or sell.
He went bear Jew on him?
He went bear Jew on him.
Wow.
And Boettcher walked out of there with his pads on and started swinging the lumber.
I did not see that. I don't know if I would compare UW to the Nazis, but...
Yeah, that's tough.
He also... You said he compared UW to the Nazis. He also basically called his players dogs the other day. Remember the last one? He was like... It was like Pavlov's dogs.
Oh, Pavlov's dogs, yeah.
Like, my God.
They should be salivating when they hear that jump around bell.
So, no, I'm going to sell hasn't jumped the shark, but boy, we make way too much of it.
Well, it's going to be in Ducks versus them. You know it will be.
I know it will.
Because if you don't know, that is maybe Tarantino's best movie. Mm. And that is such great a good film. Scene. Donnie, got a Nazi here that wants to die for country. Oblige him. I only hope Dan Lanning did the Aldo Rain Tennessee accent.
And I want my scalps.
Oh, good times. No, it hasn't jumped the shark yet. And I'm a little upset that I didn't see him walk out with the bat. I'm going to have to look if I can find
that. You'll see it on Wednesday or tomorrow or Wednesday.
I think Tuesday night they release Ducks versus them.
Yeah, whenever that comes out.
You can still find photographs of it online, though.
It'll be trending. Now, was it a wood bat?
I think it was.
I would assume it is a wood bat in the movie.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you get an aluminum bat?
And I'm sorry, but if...
maybe a composite?
If people on the Ducks team aren't calling him the Bear Jew, then I don't even... What are we even doing?
Is he Jewish?
No, but in the movie, he's the Bear Jew.
I know, but it would be better if he were actually Jewish.
I doubt he's Jewish. I don't know if you know this, but not a lot of Jewish football players outside of Jake Retzlaff. We don't necessarily produce a lot of D1 football players.
All right. Well, there's your Stock Watch. It's brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the News is next. Huge honor for one local winery. Here's Buck.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.